This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave McNair joins me. He's with The Hook online at readthehook.com, and he has posted a recent article regarding what possibly compelled George Hughley to attack and murder his former girlfriend, allegedly, of course, although he has, Davies admitted to attacking her and beating her up, right? He just, basically the actual murder part was the accident.
According to a court affidavit, he admitted as much to police. But as his lawyer has said, you know, those affidavits can be wrong sometimes.
Yeah. So. Interesting. So, Dave, your story really explores it, sort of the backstory to the rage that compelled this young man, and you know, more stories are coming out about how he was, really a brawler and a fighter, and there were previous reports unconfirmed that he was beaten up on her at a fraternity party, and guys had to pull him off of her. And so, tell me about some of the people that you spoke with exploring this whole idea of this this kind of violent rage in a relationship.
What I did is sort of part of a big fat cover package that we're doing this week, and everybody sort of covered different angles, and I took an angle of talking to experts in alcohol and drug abuse and some forensic psychologists about the reasons why this might have happened. I really don't know where to begin.
Well, share with us some of the interesting things you learn. I mean, because you talked to a number of psychologists and psychiatrists and doctors about, mm-hmm. What causes this? I mean, what?
Well, probably the most striking thing I learned was that this kind of murder is perhaps the most common kind of murder. Forensic psychologist I spoke to did a research study, studied more than 400,000 murders, and the murders between between mates are the most common, and they usually involve infidelities and jealousy, and these are the most common murders in our society. And he also pointed out that most murders aren't really committed by criminals and crazies. They're committed by people you wouldn't think would commit murder until the crime is committed.
And that is that we're talking with Dave McNair of The Hook online at readthehook.com. You can read his story there. It's a fascinating exploration of this whole idea of what actually brings someone to this type of rage where they can kill a loved one. So this is the most common murder in America?
According to the study that this professor at the University of Texas, David Boose, did, he wrote a book called The Dangerous Passion, which studies the nature of jealousy and why it leads to murder sometime.
Yeah. So there's also the whole idea of how alcohol and drugs can contribute to a pre-existing condition and a mental condition. And I'm not saying that's what happened here. It's just part of the exploring this this idea.
Absolutely. I spoke to some forensic psychologists and pharmaceutical researchers, who pointed out that a combination of alcohol and cocaine or and Xanax and some of the common drugs that are used on campuses can really contribute to aggression and rage. Although they say that they doubt that that alone could cause someone to do this, that there does have to be a pattern, a history of aggression and violence, and that's the more overriding thing that led them to believe that he would do something like this, that there was a past, that there was a pattern of this behavior.
And that, you know, by the time he got to college and his drug use and alcohol use and that kind of thing was so ramped up that it could have pushed him over the edge.
Right, and it enhances aggressiveness. And it also, you know, one researcher pointed out that alcohol, you know, intoxication actually, you know, can enhance the feeling of jealousy.
Really?
You know, in a relationship, yeah. Quite a few people, you know, who've committed these murders had been drinking at the time.
Yeah, interesting. So now the reaction, the comments on your story today, I find it interesting that a lot of the comments, not all of them, but a lot of the comments, one person says, so why are we going to debate why he attacked or even give it a second notion? You know, people are angry that you know, reporters are exploring this idea of what causes this kind of rage and where it came from. And, you know, some people are like, that's a moot point.
Right, right. I can understand that feeling, you know, that, you know, who cares about that stuff? He, you know, he did this and he should be punished and it has nothing to do with it. But, you know, another thing about writing this article is that this is the kind of stuff that's going to be coming up as the case moves forward.
Exactly. Yeah.
As both sides try to, you know, present their defense and prosecution, a lot of this behavioral and possible drug use and its effects, it will come into play.
Yeah, I would imagine that. I would imagine you're exactly right, and that as the once the case moves forward, a lot of the stories in the press will be sort of these science stories about drug use and alcohol use and psychology and rage and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's more common than people, I think, realize. You know, we act all shocked about this, and it is shocking and it is tragic, but it happens a lot. You know, everything, you know, from cases you haven't heard of to, you know, John Hinckley, you know, shooting Reagan because Jodie Foster spurned him.
Yeah.
You know, it's the jealous rage and being rejected are very powerful, powerful, volatile emotions.
Dave McNair, he's a reporter over at The Hook. You can read his story in the big cover story package this week. It'll hit newsstands Wednesday night and Thursday, or you can read it online right now at readthehook.com. Dave, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Coy.
It's a terrific article.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.